Old Mr. Curran by Teddy O'D. Old Mr. Curran was the head grounds man in Crow Park. He was a real gentleman. I remember him well. He was a stocky man about 5 feet 6 inches in height with glasses. What I remember most was his large grey walrus moustache. His son Jimmy marked the pitch, put up the nets and did general maintenance. When it came to grass cutting time, old Mr. Curran would go across to Johnson, Mooney and O'Brien to see Mr. Barry, who was in charge of the horses. Mr. Barry would pick out 2 horses for him and they would pull the mower to cut the grass. The gates would open and I could walk in and look around. When Mr. Curran was cutting the grass, I would ask him if I could sit up beside him. He always obliged. During the summer, Crow Park was our playground. It was so easy to get in on Saturday afternoons as there was no one there. There was a big wooden gate and we would help one another climb over. There was one more obstacle in our way. A low wall with strands of wire running through steel bars on top. But this was no problem to us. We just slid under the wires. I can still remember our joy of standing on this vast green pitch. It was heaven for all of us. We would put our coats down as goalposts and then 2 sides were picked. The first team to score 10 goals was the winner. The Drumcondra boys were the first to play soccer in Crow Park. The Saturday before All-Ireland Day was a really busy day for Mr. Curran and his son Jimmy. They had to mark out the pitch and put the nets up and make sure everything was ship-shape for the great day. The gates didn't open until 12 o'clock on Sunday, but people started to queue from 10 o'clock on Saturday night as it was first come, first served.